Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Andrew Pichet. Quarter three, buy or sell, which if you're not familiar with this topic, I'm just going to throw some, I don't want to say softballs out. I'm going to throw some assumptions out there, some statements, and Andy here is going to have to agree or disagree with them.
Buy or sell.
Buy
or
sell.
I have no idea what they are.
You don't know what they are.
Mildly uncomfortable.
At some of these, you know, we've addressed a lot of what some of the big picture questions or issues about Penn State in 2018 are. So some of these are going to repeat some of those concepts, the running back position, the defensive line, that kind of stuff. So let me just start with this is going to be more recruiting centric to get started. Oh boy. In the 2019 class, one quarterback is committed. The buy or sell is Penn State needs two quarterbacks in the 19 class.
Oh, yeah, I'm buying.
They offered another one.
I'm buying. Oh, they definitely need two quarterbacks in this recruiting class.
At some point in time, it's always been my position. At some point in time, they need a second one.
At some point in a three-year cycle, at the quarterback position, you need a double. You need to double down at some point during a three-year cycle. So you have three classes to double down at some point. I mean, James would have doubled down in – he would have probably doubled down in 17 or 8. He would have done it
at any point.
At any point.
Right.
So he knows. So now it's become 17, no, 18, no. 19 becomes he needs to double down, and he needs to make it a high priority. And I'm not looking at the quarterback position and thinking Penn State with Coach James Franklin and all those quarterbacks on his staff and the way they identify quarterback talent at a level for what they're looking for and what they need. And finding that talent that fits their wants and needs, I don't doubt them for one second when it comes to quarterback recruiting. You just simply can't. It's just they've just hit too far. And even though they lost Justin Fields to Georgia, the fact that they got him to commit that to Penn State first and identified him as that kind of stud early was, you know, was what's behind door number one reveal for me. Like, I'm not going to doubt these guys at the quarterback position. But, yeah, I think it's a high, high priority for them. I'm buying.
The difference is, like, I think ever since the sanctions in 2012, they've been chasing their own tail when it comes to quarterback depth. And they've been so lucky in multiple ways with Christian Hackenberg never really missing a snap. Trace McSorley never really not missing much time at all, right? Wasn't there a series or two that he ended up – I don't know. But with those two guys.
Oh, and by the way, becoming a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate.
Oh, by the way. That's just an aside here. But they've been able to mask depth issues. And what's going to happen probably pretty soon, considering that 2018 is Trace McSorley's last season, and Tommy Stevens has a decision to make coming up after the spring semester. We'll learn about his future, I'm assuming, in April or May. We'll learn about that. If the prospect is there to lose potentially both of these guys, then the urgency is going to go up to another level because you don't have anything proven beyond that on the depth chart. Sean Clifford, a lot of people do. We like him here. He spent a lot of time. He spent more time. You know, I've called him the John Goodman of Keystone Sports Network. He's made a lot of appearances on this show. So I like what they have. And Will Levis, great. Jake Zemback, I don't know. You know, nobody really knows there. So if they do lose a second one at Tommy Stevens and they lose Trace McSorley, I think maybe that's going to seal the deal that you're going to be a lot more appealing to a second 2019 quarterback.
They've never been in a position where Jake Zemback had to be talked about anything more than a three.
Yeah.
And there is a little fortune in that, but there's also a little talent development in that at a young level. And somebody who everybody wanted to be a defensive back becoming a Heisman Trophy candidate solidifies that, but that's the exception rather than the norm. So it's a numbers game to play that in a situation like that, where, you know, a quarterback like Jake Zemback that you recruit could be Will Levis. You don't want him being talked about as a two or a one necessarily unless he develops into it. You want it to be as the three or the four.
And let's stick with this quarterback theme here.
Sure.
And I just want to put you on the spot. Tommy Stevens will stay at Penn State in the 2018 season.
I'm going to buy it because I don't think he's going to find a place he can go play at the FBS level right away. I would be a seller if I could see a window for him to play, but there's no sense making a lateral move to where you start at, you know, sort of ground zero where you have to be the number two and work your way into a one or hope the guy in front of you gets injured. There's no sense making a lateral move.
Yeah.
If he can squeeze and see an opening where it's a clear path to him to be a starter, I'm selling. But right now I can't really see that. You know, Rutgers sort of is the one school that might, but I don't know if he'd go to a Big Ten Easter from Penn State. That wouldn't be – I just don't see him doing that. Although if they were in the West or in another conference, he might look at that a little differently. But so I'm going to hedge my bet and say bye.
I think – what else is there to say, I guess? You know, you're trying to get inside the head of a kid who's about to graduate and –
he wants to play.
Whether the grass is greener or not, you know, there's all kinds of variables out there. If he does choose to move on, I don't know about fit. Would Penn State block him from going someplace in the Big Ten East? Would they be the bad guys in that situation? Yeah. Would he want to go to Rutgers?
Would you want to go get killed at Rutgers?
You know, really, it depends on, you know, do you believe in where the program's going? It's Keystone Kickoff Show talking some Penn State football. Buy or sell with Andrew P. Shea. All we've done is talk quarterbacks so far.
I've been bye-bye.
Another familiar theme, Lamont Wade has a brighter future talking college and potentially pro at safety than he did at cornerback.
Ooh.
That's two different conversations in one, college versus pro.
Man. Hey. I would be a sell on that right now. Because I think it's going to be the learning curve for him at the position. While I think he's talented, needs to be on the field for Penn State, I think you're going to see a learning curve bobble. In other words, it's going to be a little bit of a rocky road. But in terms of the next level, man, I think he's a tweener to a degree at that position. But I think he's a tweener as a corner as well. In some respect. So maybe safety is his best chance. And you can go from safety to nickel corner in the NFL. It's kind of, you know, that slot corner is kind of the same position.
Yeah.
So, but I'm still a sell because I think it's going to be any transition is always a little more rockier than you think. And I go back to one of the best, I'm going to say my own horn just for 30 seconds, is Deshaun Hamilton moving to the slot. I'm like, there is a transition and a learning curve with this offense with Joe Moorhead that is going to take him time. And it's in 2016, you were like, where's Deshaun Hamilton, right? Because the transition from out to in was a little sticky wicket for him. And then what did you see in 17? You're like, Deshaun Hamilton's a stud. And Deshaun Hamilton's a stud corner because there's a development curve. And I think the development curve, he's a young player, so maybe grass a little bit quicker. I still think it's going to be a bit of a learning curve. And you're going to benefit in 19 better than 18 for that position move.
Ultimately, you're asking yourself the question with Lamont Wade, how special of an athlete is he? Because if he is special, which he has a chance and opportunity to do that, you have a blueprint for a guy who can make that lack of height work in Tyrann Mathieu, who is such a versatile piece for the Arizona Cardinals, who isn't probably as thickly built naturally as Lamont Wade is. I think that you can get away longer term. I think being 5'9", a lack of prototypical height means less at safety than it does at cornerback. You know, you're going to be pigeonholed as a cornerback, as a role player at the next level. And the next level, he's still a freshman in college, so the next level is still a distant thought. But for him, I think for him, he's had NFL hopes and dreams all along. I think this helps him more than it hurts him.
He's one of the four players in the defensive backfield that you have to have on the field, right?
Yeah.
Position-wise, we're talking about position-wise.
Yeah.
But I would be a buyer and say, does he have, yes, he has to be on the field because he's that good. He's one of the four best players. You've got to get out there. You just got to find a spot for him. And there's not much room at the end of the corner, but he still has to be on the field.
Yeah, I think he does, and we'll see. I think the Deshaun Hamilton comparison is a good one to maybe have pump the brakes and just say, like, you got to understand that this is a brand new position. And you see, you know, Garrett Taylor, for example, it's not a slam dunk sure thing immediately make an impact. I feel better. I feel good about Lamont Wade making a pretty quick transition, though. Here's one. Micah Parsons will be your starting middle linebacker. I'm gonna have an addendum to that, but start with that.
Bye. I saw it. One of the best teams they played all year. Very first game of the year. He's
Imhotep.
He's crushing them off the edge. He's killing Imhotep's offense, literally. Now he's got some dudes around him, but he's like crushing them off the edge on his own. Like, he's ripping this game apart from the defensive end position. Then second quarter starts and they put him at linebacker. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? What is he doing at middle linebacker? And then two series later, I'm like, oh, he can do the same thing from the middle linebacker position. Are you kidding me? And I stood there and watched the entire second quarter with my jaw hanging open going, it doesn't matter where you put him. It literally does not. So, yeah, he's going to need some rope as well. But, yeah, I would buy that. And there's a need there. So it's, who's better? You know, who's better?
I'll tell you, you add all this stuff up. We mentioned a couple segments ago. You can check it out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, by the way. The defensive line, they might be positioning themselves to be a little lighter and faster there. You add Micah Parsons, probably, as a starting linebacker. Koa Farmer can move. Maybe it's Cam Brown. You know, you got linebackers who can move. If you add Lamont Wade at safety, you bring John Reed back. Tariq Castro-Fields can move. This defense, there's a lot of tea leaves here that say it's going to be a lot faster from top to bottom than ever before, even faster than last year. The swarm mentality with a heavy dose of extra speed and coverage.
And, oh, by the way, it's going to be extremely young.
Extremely young.
It's going to be a greenhorn defense, but the upside, it could almost be a little addition by subtraction.
Imagine, by the way, Shane Simmons, Tariq Castro-Fields, Lamont Wade, Micah Parsons,
Yetur
Gross-Matos. All those guys maybe taking a big step. Then you might have something. All right. We're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking Penn State basketball with Jeff Brown right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.